Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 26th day of January, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and then hit that pound sign. You're gonna have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and talk with John and myself today. It is currently 24 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 28 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's supposed to be snowing, but it ain't. I mean, one report said it was just snow earlier this morning. Now it was supposed to be snowing now, and with the pressure's down, the needle was laying down on the floor, actually. It fell so far. I mean, no snow, not yet. So you just get the misery of the cold, because it is colder than a well digger's ass out there. But you get the cold, but we're not getting the fucking moisture. That being said, good afternoon, John. How's the weather today out there in Saigon, Jersey?
Good afternoon, Henry. And, of course, to all regulars listening in. And colder than a well miner's, what'd you call it, a well miner's ass?
A well digger.
Well digger's ass. Well, I never heard that phrase before, but I'm going to assume that means it's pretty darn cold.
Brr.
Well digger's ass. Anyway, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of communist Jersey, we currently have about 32 degrees, about 68% humidity, and we've almost got a couple of patches of white on the ground, Henry. We got a little bit of snow mixed with some sleet before. Most of it melted off, but there's a couple of patches left. So I'm surprised they haven't called this the storm of the century so far.
Well, yeah, I seen on the map that you guys were going to get a little weather, but and they said, you know, they showed it on the map that we were supposed to get some weather too, but I don't know, man. If it keeps up like this, like I said before, man, it's going to be a miserable ass summer, and it's shaping up to be one. It's been what I figured it'd be. It's been colder than hell all winter, but no moisture. And then I'm a tin foil hat wearer that believes that they're manipulating the goddamn weather, and the whole idea is to just make things just as fucking terrible for the fucking people in this country as these communist pricks possibly can. They want you to be fucking miserable. And then they want to try and project that, like, there's some kind of special fucking, I mean, they're the lowest form of fucking life. They're spineless. They're fucking liars. They're fucking thieves. They're the lowest scum that there fucking is, but they're trying to project themselves as some kind of uppity power fucking coalition. Like I've been saying, lock and fucking load. I mean, goddamn, why we've been put up with this shit as long as we have, I do not know. I don't understand it one little fucking bit. We're armed to the fucking teeth. They're sitting there telling you they're fucking communists. I mean, what about those 50,000 goddamn of our brothers and sisters killed in Vietnam and the 30,000 killed in fucking Korea to stop the spread of international communism? And now we got these pricks, these little smart mouth motherfucking pricks, saying things like Biden proposes $200 gun tax and firearm buyback program, along with 13-page form that asks for fingerprints and photographs. Fuck you. You'll never get it. I'll tell you what you will see. You will see the fucking fire. You'll see the fire come out of the fucking barrel, and you'll fill the fucking bullets. That's what you're going to get of my fucking second article, right, you son of a bitch? You fucking... If our common law courts were where they're supposed to be, if they hadn't fucking usurped we the people's power If they hadn't usurped our fucking superior fucking courts, our fucking, our right to fucking rule. All of these son of a bitches would be dangling by now, and you gotta fucking know it. And that is their greatest fear is, you know, they talk about the fucking, you know, the, soldiers up there on the fucking Capitol Hill and fucking what might have you, and, you know, and I guess they're purging the fucking military, John. Anybody who is a dick sucker or a fucking transvestite or, doesn't agree with fucking Chairman Mao is fucking gonna be ousted out of the fucking military. Well, you know, that's good on one hand. Just bring the fucking equipment with you, brothers. And we'll fucking take care of these goddamn communists and we'll go back to living like fucking American nationals. Freedom, liberty, rights that these dirty fucking little pricks, a guy like fucking that slime ball, fucking Joe Biden. I mean, what a fucking, look at that piece of shit. What a fucking wretched old piece of shit. I gotta wonder, you know, I see him coming across the thing and I know that fucking, there's somebody has to be wiping his fucking ass. He's fucking decrepit. He's worthless as a fucking, tits on a monk. He is a low down son of a bitch. And he, and I mean, 200, what's this gonna do? Oh, this, make sure all you poor people ain't gonna do fucking shit. Cause us poor people understand the importance of those fucking guns. And those fucking bullets. And we're gonna fucking use them because you're not gonna enslave me, you son of a bitch. You will never subjugate me. I will fucking hang you. From a fucking gallows. You will go into a common law court. And you will face the law of we the people. The ratified law of we the people. And you are guilty as fucking sin. Prima facie guilty. I'll play your own fucking goddamn, video reels to the goddamn jury. That's all I gotta do is just play it to them and explain to them the fucking, just name the violations. I can sit there and fucking do it verbatim. You motherfuckers are gonna regret this. You fucking have pushed and pushed and fuck, I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I'm fucking tired of being pushed. Anyway, anything particular crawling up your ass, John?
I'm wondering, Henry.
Pardon?
I'm wondering. These transvestites or whatever the hell they are.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Going into the army. Are they going to be wearing dresses when they march down the road?
And pink high heels. Remember they just before Obama went out of office, they had the fucking Marines out there in pink high heels so that they could relate to the company. Come at me with fucking pink high heels and a fucking army of faggots. And fucking transvestites. When you come, make sure you bring them. At any rate. Again, John, do you have anything you want to start out with, brother? Or shall we start out with Biden proposals, too?
No, I think when I hit the tactical report, because there was a couple of interesting news articles that came out, just great timing, talking about the complete fraud called COVID-19. I'm going to delve into that. And in the meantime, I scratch my head. I was like, how the fuck can anybody be buying this fraud, this con, that we have some form of duly elected president, vice president, Congress, and the entire U.S. federal government has just had a coup on national television and nobody noticed it?
The coup that nobody noticed, going out with a whimper instead of a bang, I fucking think of plenty of people have noticed it. I mean, you look at the goddamn gun sale records if you want to know how many people fucking have recognized what's going on in this country. And people aren't standing. I mean, right now there's people standing down around the block. They've been there since, I mean, people showing up at 2:00 in the fucking morning to be the first one in to try to get a chance to get another fucking gun. Like there ain't fucking a billion fucking guns out here already. These son of a bitches are going to push it, though. They have pushed all their chips into the middle of the fucking table. And it's time to fucking call. It's time to fucking put these fucking pricks down so that we can go back to living again. And it's time to put them down to the top.
The reality is there's no need for any other firearms. There's more than enough firearms out there and ammo.
Oh, God, yes.
It's the willingness to use it.
That's it. There you go. Just that itchy trigger finger and a set of balls is all we're fucking lacking in the fucking equation here. But I think we've got a plenty of people out there. You know, they're not showing The average person out of, when they'll show some fucking communist, you know, ask them some stupid fucking question, completely irrelevant, like about the Keystone Pipeline or you know, some of this other happy horse shit, like the fags in the fucking army, the fucking, hey man, I hope your commander's a goddamn transvestite. You motherfuckers. I mean, think about being in the service right now, John. Being a fucking hardcore Marine, I mean, fucking with the guys you hung out with. And think about a fucking faggot, a goddamn transvestite that you got to go out on patrol with. Really? Maybe it'll be the fucking commanding, or maybe the lieutenant, you know, that's good. And the sergeant, man, him and the sergeant's a it too, and they got something going, and you're going out on patrol with these fuckers. Would you really feel like a badass heading out through there?
With my pink tutu on? No, not exactly.
And those fucking high heels are tough in the jungle or in the goddamn mountains or in the goddamn valleys. High heels are tough to walk in. Gotta be. With them big fucking tall heels.
Well,
like,
Henry,
we're not sitting
down in the
mud.
I guess we can just try and infiltrate enemy territory by posing as a ballet troupe.
Yeah, that might work. But the same shit was going on in Nazi Germany. People don't realize that. I mean, I'm going to say Nazis, when the National Socialists took over, I mean, they were having fucking these drag queen fucking parades right down the streets of fucking Berlin. They were boogering little children. They were doing everything that these dirty bastards are doing. And it's got to come to a stop, guys. there's no more wiggle room. Where else are you going to, how else are you going to pull back? How far can you pull back? How much can you hide? You're going to dig a fucking hole and get down in it and cover it up with a board or something and think you're hid from this shit? This has got to be fucking destroyed by the law. The law demands it. The fucking blood of your fucking forefathers demands it. They had goddamn balls. You don't think they wanted to leave their homes? You think didn't you, crops in the fucking field, the old lady pregnant with three or four other fucking mouths to feed, but they grabbed up their fucking gun, and they grabbed up their fucking powder and their fucking bullet pouches, and they went to fucking war to fucking put an end to this fucking shit, so that their progeny, us, that we would not have to live through this, but in between them and us. Was generation after generation, it just took it. They took the thin edge of that thick wedge, and they let them ram it deeper until it rammed it clear up their ass, and it came out their fucking ears. Anyway, I thought I might start out with this article right here, if that's all right with you, John.
Sounds good, Henry.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Biden proposes $200 gun tax and firearms buyback program, along with 13-page from form that asks for fingerprints and photograph. This is from Great Way Pundit. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. During the 2020 campaign, Joe Biden announced he will force... Now, see, here he is. Look at that fucking sickening little punk. I mean, he's been a punk all his fucking life. When he was a little kid, he was a fucking punk. He always liked to talk about, you know, how he'd take Trumpy out behind the fucking woodshed. You couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. You couldn't fucking roll me over if I was dead. You couldn't roll my left nut out that little door 2 feet away from me. You're a fucking punk. You've always been a punk with a silver suppository up your fucking ass. You're gonna do this? You? Don't say you, you motherfucker. Say it like it is. You're going to try to hire some fucking mercenaries to fucking die trying to fucking enforce this shit, but you cannot charge me for exercising my rights. I will not allow it. I will shoot it out with your fucking ass first. I'll kill every one of you motherfuckers I can. And I gotta believe that's gotta be the general consensus out here. We're not gonna pay you $200. I shouldn't have to pay for a fucking background check to exercise my goddamn right. Go look up what a fucking right is and see if you pay to use it. Or if it's something that's fucking yours that can't be fucking touched. $200, you fucking punk. Punk motherfucker you. I wish you were fucking 30 years younger. I'd pound the fuck out of you at 59. I'd stomp your ass in the street. You fucking nothing punk motherfucker. Is that why you like diddling little girls and touching little girls? Cause you never did get none when you were young. You piece of shit. I hate your fucking guts. According to Joe Biden's plan, in order to register a firearm, you have to fill out a complete 13-page application from the and include a $200 gun tax for each firearm you own. Hold your fucking breath, old man. You old piece of dog shit. Hold your fucking breath till I fucking pay $200 to exercise my goddamn Second Article right or any of my rights. Excuse me. This will be a difficult program to enact for the Biden regime. You goddamn right it will. You come, you're fucking gonna get shot. People are sick of your, if you knew how fucking sick people are of your fucking shit, just with the fucking mask and all the other fucking bullshit and turning our fucking world upside down, you dirty motherfuckers would be running right now. You'd be running for Moscow or fucking China. Somewhere that might take you in where they could hide your fucking ass from us. Cause you are going to stand trial in a common law fucking court and you are gonna face the fucking music, you sons of bitches. This will be a difficult program to enact for the Biden regime. In 2020, a record number of Americans bought guns. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, 8.4 million people bought a gun for the first time in 2020. That's all them communists John's talking about. And you know, it reminds me of that old Andy Griffith. And I don't know if you ever saw that one, John, where Gomer kept sticking that shotgun in his mouth. Get that gun out of your mouth. These fucking people, you fucking communists, don't scare me, gun or no gun. You're nothing. You're fucking slime is all you fucking are. Town Hall reported Joe Biden would force semi-automatic rifle owners to either participate in a gun buyback program. No, fuck you. No, I ain't gonna do it. Or register their firearms under the National Firearms Act. Fucking infringement, fucking violation of the fucking law, and fucking treason. You fucking name it. That the National Firearms Act, that's the one of 1933, you see. They're trying to make every fucking a semi-automatic like a fucking machine gun or a hand grenade. When they couldn't make a machine gun or a hand grenade, they couldn't put no goddamn limitation on that. What did fucking old Koch say? Let's just take a look here. What did Koch say? What did this old fucker say? They're swords. All right. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. You think you could take my fucking birthright away from me? You fucking old perv. Are you going to come to my house, you son of a bitch? Being this year that you get up there and you fucking try to look tough, you fucking wrinkled up old fucking, just lay down and fucking die. You have no use. You're wasting the fucking air on this goddamn planet. You're a criminal. You've been a criminal all your fucking life. Your son's a fucking criminal that is being covered up for right now. But I don't want to see fucking, you know, the investigation nation. They started the impeachment just a little while ago, John. They're swearing the senators in for the impeachment of the president that ain't even there. All this fucking goofy shit. We are tired of the goofy shit. You better read that fucking Bill of Rights, and you better obey that fucking law. Which means you better remove that goddamn fucking United States corporation, because it is unlawful. And you better remove that 14th Amendment, because we are not your fucking subjects. You are our fucking servants. If you were truly fucking a part of any fucking government that was constituted in this fucking country in 1789, God damn, I wish I could travel back in time and be there with them pricks, or, you know, the Federalists there trying to sell this fucking bill of goods to the fucking people. I was talking to Mary on the site last night. She was talking about the third article. And you know what it meant, but I mean, they were selling you on this like, we're all brothers and sisters, don't you know? Only thing is, you're fucking filthy rich. You know that each man that signed on with the Continental Army, which was a private fucking army, because these pricks put together a fucking government, and there was no elections. They're just a bunch of aristocrats, the same aristocrats that were oppressing the people with the king's policies in the goddamn colonies. Well, they just all got together and They just constituted. That's what that word means. They just constituted. They wrote it down on a fucking piece of paper. Okay? And they wrote it down for them. It's not for fucking you. They don't even real, I mean, they won't even acknowledge you fucking exist. And here you set the largest army on the fucking planet sitting on your ass, letting some wrinkled up old fucking has-been criminal piece of fucking pedophilic dog shit fucking even speak. I mean, in real life, Joey, you wouldn't even speak to me like that. If you did, I mean, you're so fucking old, I wouldn't, I might, but I'd probably just bitch slap you. I would slap you across the face with my open hand, and you go down on the ground and you'd be pissing on yourself. You, if you had a ball ever in your life, it was a lonely fucker and you had it removed for a sex change operation. Who the fuck's your old lady for you, you fucking nothing son of a bitch? You're about to run head on into the American Nationals, you cocksucker. And when you do, you're gonna know you're fighting somebody. And as for you, military out there, look what they're doing. Look, hey, they're gonna fucking come purge you. I mean, this is communism 101, ain't it, John? Don't they purge the military? Don't they purge the government? I mean, when Trump came in, this is what everybody was fucking expecting 4 years ago, wasn't it? That he was gonna, that's what he claimed he was gonna do. He was gonna drain the swamp. He was gonna purge the swamp. But he didn't, did he? He fucking added more alligators. That's all the fuck he did. More slime and more grease and dirt. I mean, this whole goddamn scenario with this phony fucking corporate government that cannot exist, that is existing in violation of our law. And they're so God, we got them by 1,000 to 1. But we're fucking taking it. But I don't know that people are taking it, because the reporting has been, I mean, you talk about clamped down on. These fucking Chinese fucking censors have clamped down on the reporting, and they've clamped down on the goddamn, even on the stupid box reporting. I heard Tucker Carlson talking last night, they're wanting to shut Fox down. Well, not that it would make any fucking difference, because you're a pack of fucking liars anyway. I mean, you'll sit right there, like the one yesterday, was sitting there and they started talking about this impeachment thing, and of course, the subject matter as to what are they impeaching him for had to come up sooner or later, didn't it? And they had to talk a little bit about the voter fraud. And there was no voter fraud. There's never been. Remember that little beady-eyed motherfucker, that goddamn Brett Baer. That little beady-eyed. You're a fucking punk, Brett Baer. 59 years old. I'll kick your fucking ass, too, you punk. You're nothing. You little beady-eyed freak. Would you get pushed down on the fucking playground too many times, bitch? He sat there and he said, there's never been anyone convicted for voter fraud in the United States. And then this other one said the other day, this was one of the most honest elections ever in American history. Probably was. But it was sure fucking filthy, and it was sure massive in the fraud. The fraud was fucking blatant. widespread, clear across the whole fucking United States. And now, today, they're talking about fucking making this vote by mail. That's going to be the standard. That's how we're going to vote from now on. You see? So now you got your one-party fucking communist system. They're moving. They're marching forward. Why you keep backing the fuck up with fucking a billion fucking guns and a trillion rounds of ammunition? You keep backing up, and there's fucking more Hondurans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorians headed straight at you. Y'all, we'll wait for them here. We'll let them get into the interior of our country deep with their... They got to go through the training camp at the Indian fucking reservation first, of course, before they can be the cannon fodder. And they fenced... The dirty son of a bitchin' oligarchs have fucking fenced themselves in with fucking armed fucking military guard. Isn't that a military dictatorship from the top down? I think it is. So what do you think, John, about this $200 fucking tax? Do you think they're gonna fucking, people are gonna pay this son of a bitch, or you think they're gonna, well, it's gonna come along about the same time as the shot. I mean, this is fucking building till, I'm really fucking anxious to see just what the fucking people are gonna do when they try this shit. Because they are gonna try and do this. They're going to try and put that fucking needle in your arm. They keep talking around it like a bunch of punk pussies that they are. Oh, well, we might have to you motherfucker. You deny me my procedural due process, I'll kill you as quick over that as I will the second article. I will fucking kill you for violating my rights. Make no mistake about it. I've had a gut full of it. Joe Biden would force, he did that, semi-automatic buyback. This is yet another violation of Joe Biden's pledge against the any tax increase. I love the fucking, this is their bitch about it. He said he wouldn't raise taxes. How about he's charging you to exercise your fucking rights? And you Christians out there, your God-given rights. He's charging you to take what God give you, isn't he? Joe, the fucking pedophile? It's pathetic, it's fucking sick, and I mean, well, here, I mean, this is just throwing another log on the fire. That's all this cocksucker did, just, I mean, this with this fucking phony impeachment bullshit, and all of this shit, man, just think, try to think back fucking 10 or 15 fucking years ago, maybe 20 years ago. Something like this happened all of a sudden, everybody would think they woke up in the fucking Twilight Zone. It's like John said, did we drop in here from another fucking planet? Am I just watching this fucking happen? Because I can read and I can write at a fucking third grade level. And I fucking know better than this shit. And I know the people that are doing this, that these bitches coming on TV, these goofy fucking bitches acting like they got a fucking pair. They're going to take your gun too. Well, get your fucking bra off. Put that goddamn flak jacket on and get the fucking taking it, whore. Because we're not going to be ruled by you. Anywho, as detailed on Biden's campaign website, this proposal would give semi-automatic rifle and high-capacity magazine owners two choices, participating in the gun buyback program or registering said guns and magazines under the National Firearms Act. I'm going to say it for you real clear. Your National Firearms Act is a fucking, it's treachery. It's treasonous. It is in violation of the fucking law. It is lawlessness. You are a criminal. And the answer to both is no and no. No, I'm fucking not. This triggers the $200 tax for each gun and magazine registered. You ain't fucking getting shit from me, you fucking mick piece of fucking pedophilic shit. I can't say, I just want to sit here and, God, you know, never mind. You know what I want to do, John? I want Joe to come up to my fucking face like the tough guy he is. Hey, tough motherfucker. You want to act like a fucking gangster? Well, don't you come gangster up on me. Won't you come up to my fucking face and tell me what you're going to do to me? No, you got to send somebody else with you. You got to hire your fucking balls because you don't have any. Never have had any. You ballless, low-down piece of garbage. At any rate, that was quite a rant. Got me breathless. So we're going to go to the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was bought, side bought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones who be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. And I won't shoot you. Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing bear that's sleeping. Said, don't come for my gun. All I have to do is...
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1239 Pacific Time. And that was Terminology. I can't say that. Don't come for my gun. Don't come for my everybody, man. That's been, how many years have you listened to that? I remember when they first started this shit many, many moons ago, and everybody had the little tag on the back of the sticker on their fucking bumper. Take it from my cold, dead hand. No, I'll take yours from your warm, dead hands, as fucking Cornkey puts it. But who's ready? How much shit are you gonna take from these fucking goofy retards? Look at them. Look who is punking you. And the balls that they hired, I don't think they're really fucking pleased right now, because any real man would not stay in a fucking faggot ass goddamn transgender fucking army. They're gonna step into, you think they don't think the same way we do? Anyway, it's time for the tactical report. I know John has a lot to cover, so I'm going to quit raging, I suppose, and say the mic is yours, brother.
Hey, Henry, thank you very much, as always. Let me turn this down. I do got some of that wicked feedback. All right, so like I've said many times, that is a little distracting when you hear your own voice coming back out. The speaker's about 2.5 seconds behind when you just said something. All right, let's get moving. I'm John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Tuesday, January 26, 2021, 1542 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 342. It's all you civilians out there. It's all the retards who, well, they're still waiting for Trump to step up and stop this for you imbeciles. Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing at the thing that looks kind of like a little snowman. That would be the number 8. Actually, just a little past it. You know, I saw a couple of articles, like, because I browsed through a whole bunch of different alternate news websites and stuff. And, well, one of my favorite, of course, is the internet version of the National Enquirer, and that's, of course, over there before it's news. And, of course, you get something like the X-22 report or Mike Adams, and they keep talking about this is all part of the plan. Trump, the military's in charge. Yeah, this is all a sham. Now, Joe Biden, he's not actually claiming to be the actual president. And Trump's going to step back in any day now. He's just setting the trap. Yeah, I mean, just all this goofy nonsense, garbage. But then again, of course, X-22 report, old Dave there, and people like Mike Adams, they are your Zionist shills. So they're earning their treason pay each and every day. But still, I love how some people actually buy into it, because you read some of the comments and they're like, yeah, I don't know. It seems awful funny to me that the military doesn't really look like it's in control, so I'm not sure how you're saying that. So, you know, just goofy comments like that, like they're questioning, like they're believing any part of what these Zionist shills say. Oh, my God. Just goofy, like Henry says, goofy shit. Oh, that's all part of that dumbing down, though. That's part of that common core training. So it turns your brain off, and you don't know how to use that stuff between your ears called the gray matter and exercise and something called critical thinking, which is just to question anything you're being told. I mean, if these people told you that grass grows in the sky and clouds you have to mow once a week on your lawn, there's some stupid people out there I know would believe it. No question about it. Oh, God. But that's not the majority of us. All right, let's get moving here. Let's do a quick fly over to financial markets and see how they're going, because that's an indicator if everything's going to according to plan as far as they're concerned, because the moment it really looks like they've lost control, the first thing you're going to see them do is pull their money out. So right now we've got In the precious metal spot market, we've got gold, $1,852. Well, that's been about where it's around. No big movements there. Silver is at $25.46 an ounce. Again, no big movements there. It's been roughly what it's been floating around now for a few months. Down in the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's up a mere 52 points at 31,012. The U.S. dollar index is floating right around 90%. Again, that's been there for a little while now. And crude oil is down 25 cents at $52.52 on the New York spot market. Over in that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin. It's down $336 at $31,950. Ethereum is up 22 bucks at $13.40. And Litecoin is down $3 and change at $134 a coin. So no big changes there. I mean, there's always a little bit of a ratcheting, a little bit of movement up and down. That's nothing unusual. And these things seem to be moving pretty much within norm, which indicates to me that, at least as far as they're concerned, they think everything's going exactly according to plan. Let's take a quick look over here. Talking about now, the two big frauds are being perpetrated on this country right now, that we have some form of legitimate sitting government. We have no president. We have no vice president. We have no Congress. And we have no Senate, because it was all completely seized in a coup. We have nothing. Even in their own admiralty system, this is a complete fraud and a crime. You have usurpers. China. It seems to be China's somewhat involved with this, but in the end, I'll tell you what, you know who's behind it, and that's going to be the Zionist Jews. And the reason you can tell that is because if they had lost control of it, it would have been in the press. Remember, who controls the MSM, the mass sedition media? That's the Jews. And if something doesn't go according to the way the Jews want it, they will put it in the press pronto. Now, the very fact that they're the ones covering up, they're making sure that everyone believes there's something called COVID-19. Everyone believes that there was no such thing as election fraud in this country. Everyone believes that Joe Biden was the duly elected president. That's all being done through the MSM, the mass stupid media, the mass sedition media. And who controls that? That's the Jews, period. Bar none. Not Antifa, not the BLM, not even the Chinese. It's the fucking Jews. So if the Jews are making sure that these storylines are being continued and upheld every day in every major news outlet, you could be damn sure it's going exactly according to the way they've planned it. Exactly according to the way they've planned it. But let's take a quick look over here on something that's in the alternate news. Now, talking about the first con, which, of course, is that, well, there was no evidence of election fraud, over in the Gateway Pundit. Add Virginia to the list of states where a forensic audit of the 2020 election results is absolutely necessary. Well, you need a forensics audit of every state in this country. It's not that they cheated in five or six states, what they call the swing states. They cheated in every single state. Remember, the CONUS, the Continental United States, is now a crime scene. The entire fucking country is one massive crime scene. Every single voting machine is part of that crime scene. And what's the first rule? When you're investigating a crime, what is always rule number one if you're the investigating officer? Preservation of the crime scene and the evidence therein. And what's the first thing they always seek to destroy? The crime scene and the evidence therein. That's how you know the fucking government is participating in the crime, because they're the ones that get out there and make sure all the evidence is covered up and destroyed. But let's see what this says real quick. President Trump winning the race in Virginia all night on Election Day. Every report showed the president way up in the presidential race. Then suddenly, when the president was still ahead, big media, and that's that MSM, mass sedition media. Really, it's mass Zionist media, MZM. Big media declared Joe Biden the winner. A judge's new ruling demands that this state have a forensics audit of the results performed now. Of course, they weren't going to bother to do that before there was the transfer of power. We've reported on Virginia's questionable results in the 2020 election already. There were 378 separate entities or feeds related to the presidential race in Virginia in the file obtained and shared around the web that originated from the New York Times on election night. Of these entries, the first 125 entries reported in the New York Times data feed related to Virginia were basically reasonable. Results varied in percentage of votes between president candidates and appeared to be random, with most votes going to President Trump. Now, the article basically goes on and on and on, and it talks about how Trump was way ahead until suddenly, right around 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning, suddenly everything swung Joe Biden way, almost all of it, even though by that point 75% of the so-called votes had already been tallied. Now, I just want to drop down to one part because it was interesting. Let me see if I can still find that. Let me drop down. That's not what I was looking for. Let me see. Oh, it was the map. Let's see. Oh, I was trying to find. I thought maybe it was a different article. Let's see. As of 11 p.m. Eastern, it was as of 11 p.m. on election night, Trump was leading 52% to Biden's 46. And you got to remember, even that 46% for Biden, there was already election fraud in that. And even with their election fraud, Trump was crushing them. Now, what was interesting is there was a post down here. It showed a map. I don't see it. Might have been a different – yeah, it was a different article. But it was something like this. And it showed the map in Virginia on election night where at one point Trump had something like 70% of the popular vote, which again – nationally, by conservative estimates, Trump took about 75% of the popular vote, which should have given him about 400-plus electoral votes. This is the magnitude of the fraud that's being engaged in and covered up by the mass stupid media, the MSM, the mass sedition media, which, is again, who's run by who? Oh, that's right, the Jews. So in the end, it's not China behind this. Who's behind this? That's right, your fucking Zionist Jews. Because it was all done. This is a media phenomena. It's not an election phenomena. This is a media phenomena, just like COVID-19 is. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And they got some interesting results. They got some of the actual tallies. Oh, here it is. At one point, and this is a little earlier in the evening, Trump was leading the election night voting. He had 60% of the vote to Biden's 40%. And you got to remember, even that 40% already had some election fraud in it. But with their election fraud, they still couldn't get the number up above 40% that early in the evening. It was only after all the polls were closed, people had turned off the TVs because now it was 2 and 3 in the morning, and suddenly you saw these massive dumps of 100, 200, 300,000 votes, 100% in Biden's favor. That was the only way they could take so many states. And then some states where Trump did win, they at least narrowed the gap with those massive vote dumps, but it still didn't even turn those states over, even with that massive election fraud, because Trump had squashed them so bad. Again, I'm not a Trump fan, but the magnitude of the election fraud is just so incredible that it's mind-boggling that the people in this country aren't in every capital in the city right in the country right now, putting every legislature in the state under arrest for participating in this fraud, because they have not denounced it. That is, they did not declare there has been clear evidence of election fraud. We will not stand by those results. That is the job of every state legislature, and they have not done it, not a single one, which means every single state legislature is just as guilty of sedition and treason as the federal ones. Going on, over in the Gateway Pundit. Now, I like this. Video from press corps Biden inauguration reveals only about 100 people in attendance outside of the military and the press. And, of course, the military, we know that there was somewhere between like 20 and 30,000. The press, you know, the Zionist Jew-run press, they probably had altogether, I'm probably guessing, at least 1,000 people there. But the actual people in attendance was only about 100. And you're going to say, well, that's because they closed everything down and nobody was allowed in. No, they were allowing some people in. It was a bit of a pain in the ass to get in there, but nobody was interested in going. That's the truth of the matter. And we said that Biden had about 1,000 people in attendance. Well, by this measure, over here, he didn't even have 1,000 people. He couldn't even muster 150 people to attend, but supposedly this guy took 81 million votes in the country. Couldn't even get more than fucking 200 people at his goddamn coronation. What a joke. Now, remember yesterday I covered a couple articles and there was that Masonic number 33? There was 33 deaths in one thing, and what was the other one? Oh, fuck, I can't remember what it was now. There was something else with 33. I don't remember what the other article was yesterday. But here we are again today, over in Nuke Pro. 33. As we rocket into the dystopian nightmare, the owned media tries to create the view that good man Biden is leading us into a bright future. And what what this article is talking about is how Biden has signed 33 executive orders in 1 week. There it is, that magic number, 33. Remember, to me and you, their numerology system may just be complete and utter nonsense, but that doesn't mean it's nonsense to them. In fact, they seem to invest quite a bit of effort in their numerology system, and even if they don't believe it or not, they act like they do. And they certainly seem to abide by their own numerology system, by the rules of it, of which I'm not even sure. But we do know that in their numerology system, 33 is an important number. And notice how we keep seeing it just mysteriously and magically popping up in everything they do. That's just to let you know, yes, this is the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Zionism, the Communism, the Bolsheviks. All right, now let's get moving. Let's get back into the other fraud. We had the first fraud, which is the belief that we have some form of duly elected government, even in their own admiralty system. We don't have that this time around. We have no legally elected president or vice president or Congress or Senate. I believe that's called a coup. Now, the other con, of course, is the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2. Notice they've been flipping over into that phrase lately. Instead of calling it COVID-19, lately I've been seeing a lot of articles addressing it as SARS-CoV-2. I guess that's supposed to sound more scary. Over in John Rappaport's blog, No More Fake News. SARS-CoV-2 has not been proven to exist. The shocking research of Christine Massey. Now, you've heard me and Henry mention this many times, that COVID-19 doesn't exist. Well, here's an article that addresses that very idea. Let's see what it says. And this was actually published just today, so this is a new article on this. You can view the work of Christine Massey at her site, Fluoride Free Peel, P-E-E-L, fluoridefreepeel.ca. She deserves the thanks of every thinking person. Quoting Massey, quote, I, along with some anonymous helpers, have submitted Freedom of Information, those are FOIs, Freedom of Information requests to various Canadian institutions seeking records that describe the isolation of SARS-CoV-2, what some people call COVID-19, from an unadulterated sample taken from a diseased patient. My requests were intentionally worded to weed out fraudulent, illogical, and unscientific claims of having isolated SARS-CoV-2, of which there are many. My requests were not limited to records of isolation. Now, when she makes that comment, unscientific claims of isolated SARS-CoV-2, now what you find is many researchers, when they send out requests specifically asking, have they isolated the COVID-19, also called the SARS-CoV-2, they usually get back a bunch of word salad, and they'll say they have some isolated batches of the SARS-CoV-2 or the COVID-19 and stuff like that. They never, ever say they have actually isolated the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2 virus from an infected person. They never, ever say that, but they word it so it kind of sounds like that's what they're saying, and it's not. So that's what she's saying with that first statement. Second statement, she says, my requests were not limited to records of isolation performed by the respective institution and not limited to records authorized by the respective institution. Rather, they were open to records of isolation performed anyone, anywhere on the planet. Colleagues in numerous other countries have obtained responses to the same and similar information requests from dozens of additional institutions. So what she's asking for, she's not just asking, say, you write the CDC or the British Health Ministry, I forget what it's called, National Health and Social Services Department or something like that. That's their National Health Ministry in Britain. So they've written all these different governments, all of their health ministries, and they would ask them specifically not if they alone had isolated it, but did they have any record of it being isolated from anywhere at any time by anybody? So it was a very open request about the information related to, have you proven COVID-19 exists? That's what she's been asking. And she's not just asking about whether the institution in and of itself did it, but in fact, did they have any record of anyone doing it anywhere? And of course, every one of these institutions would eventually send back the reply that they did not. So let's see what else this says. As of January 22nd, 2021, which of course was just 4 days ago, 46 institutions and offices have responded to said request. Every institution has failed to provide or cite even a single record describing the actual isolation of any SARS-CoV-2, aka COVID-19, from a patient sample by anyone anywhere on the planet. Ever. Here's a typical response to Massey's request from the Ontario Ministry of Health, obviously Canada. The response arrived after 4 months. Quote, this is to inform you that no responsive records were located. A reasonable search of the ministry was conducted and no responsive records were found. Dr. David Williams, Chief Medical Officer of Health, is responsible for this decision. And so that was the response from the Canadian Ministry of Health in Ontario. And then she goes on to talk about, the article goes on to talk about, no records indicating SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated. Isolated means separated from other material. It means we actually found the virus and could identify it. That means if they had said we have isolated the SARS-CoV-2, it would mean they actually found the virus and separated it from everything else. But not one of these institutions has ever done that. Actual isolation means the virus exists. Inability to isolate it means there's no proof the virus exists. Now, normally in the beginning stages, and this is a comment by me, in the beginning stages of a pandemic or epidemic, the first thing you have to do is find dozens of people who are ill or at least have the same symptoms which indicate the same virus is at work creating the illness, and you're going to take blood samples and you're going to go through a lengthy process of isolating it till you find a common pathogen, in this case a virus, till you find a pathogen that is present in all those sick people. Well, that's never been done. Now, that may be hard to do in the beginning when there are sporadic cases reported all over the country and in different countries. But when you've had it going on for over a year now, you've had it in every single country according to the reports, and you've had tens of millions of people infected, millions of people have died from it, there is no question about the availability of people to draw samples from to isolate it. So at this point, to say that you do not have it, that you cannot isolate it, it cannot be found, has to mean that it doesn't exist. That's the only way you couldn't find it, when you have literally had tens of millions of people so-called infected with it and millions of people who have died from it. It can't happen. If you've had that many people infected and that many people killed by it, then clearly you have a large enough sample base that you can easily draw sufficient numbers of samples to do an isolation and verify it against the other people that you claim or are concerned might have it. But that hasn't happened. In fact, there is not a single reported case of isolation yet. And at this point, that can only mean because you're looking for something that doesn't exist. As I've stated many times, virologists are twisting and torturing the meaning of the word isolated. They claim that the virus in a soup in a dish in the lab. They claim they have the virus in a soup in a dish in the lab. Now, this is what this is the word salad they've been using. They will claim they have the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2 isolated. However, when you read their description of isolation, what they'll say is that they have the virus in a soup in a dish in the lab. In a soup is the very opposite of isolated. That means it is not isolated if you have it in a soup. The article goes on to say, the soup contains animal and human cells, toxic chemicals and toxic drugs, and other genetic material. Some of the cells are dying. The researchers preposterously state that the dying must be the result of the virus attacking these cells, and not the toxic chemicals or drugs. However, the chemicals and drugs could be doing the killing, and the human and animal cells are being starved of nutrients, which fact alone is enough to cause them to die. Therefore, there is no evidence that the reported and unisolated virus is in the soup in the dish in the lab. This, quote, proof of isolation is on the level of claiming the sun is the moon. Alaska is a small town on Saturn, and a rabbit is a spaceship. It's no accident that Christine Massey's relentless investigation has turned up zero records of actual isolation. In other words, it is mathematically impossible that not a single laboratory or a government agency around the planet could not have isolated it by now if, in fact, they had looked for it and if, in fact, it existed. The mere fact that they are saying they have not isolated it and nobody to date has isolated it is because, at this point, you only have one conclusion left. It doesn't exist. Going on. Now, let's talk about the test that they use, another part of the scam. Over an Investment Watch blog. The PCR test for COVID-19 identifies only human DNA. Now remember, what they keep telling you is that the PCR test is a test. It's not. The PCR, the polymerase chain reaction, is a technique used by geneticists to amplify DNA material, and that's all it does. It's kind of like using a voltmeter to read how much money's in your bank account. Now, a voltmeter will work as a voltmeter. Your bank account will work as a bank account, but they don't overlap each other in any way. Same thing here with this PCR test. It does not, will not, cannot, and cannot be altered to identify any specific pathogen. It can't be done. But that's the con. That's the fraud because, well, it sounds awfully technical. So if they're calling it a test, it must be a test. And if they tell me it can find a virus, well, I saw it on MSM, you know, the mass sedition media. They said it can tell if there's a virus in there or not, so it must be true. No, it's not. They're lying to your face because that's what they do. That's what they get paid to do. Remember, the mailman gets paid to deliver mail to you, the milkman gets paid to deliver milk, and the mass sedition media gets paid to deliver lies to you. And they're earning their pay each and every day. Going on with this article, the PCR test for COVID-19 identifies only human DNA, which means even if it was loaded with viral DNA, according to this article, this so-called PCR test can't even do to viral DNA because it's designed to scan or to amplify the human DNA. It says Amanda Dawn Vollmer is a doctor of naturopathic medicine from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto and has a bachelor's degree in agricultural biotechnology. She found that the COVID-19 test does not actually test for COVID-19. The test itself is a polymerase chain reaction PCR test that identifies DNA particles. She found that the PCR test protocol developed by the World Health Organization, the WHO, to detect COVID-19 actually tests for chromosome number 8, which is present in all humans. Now, I've talked about this before. The last time I mentioned it was about 5 weeks ago, so it's good to revisit this. The COVID-19 test actually tests for chromosome number 8. That means human chromosome number 8, which is present in all humans. One of the primer sequences, the start sequence, in the PCR test for SARS-CoV-2, which is used by the WHO, is found in any human DNA. In essence, we are the virus. No, it's not that we are the virus. What it is the so-called scam. It's not a test. They're calling it a test, but it's not a test. This scam, called the PCR test, is designed to amplify human DNA, especially from the primer sequence, which is from human genome number 8, human gene number 8. And that's what it really amplifies and detects the presence of. That's what she's saying here. The COVID-19 test is done using reagents to extract an RNA sample. An enzyme called a reverse transcriptase converts RNA into complementary DNA. The DNA, called primer, is reproduced, amplified several times so that the sought DNA sequence can be detected. The more replication cycles, the more likely it is the targeted sequence will be detected. Sometimes chromosome number 8, a.k.a. what they're calling COVID-19, is detected. Other times, it is not detected by the PCR test. The reason why it's not always detected is that the PCR test sample, the primer, must be amplified. And if the primer is not sufficiently amplified, the DNA sequence will not be identified. This is the scam. If amplified sufficiently, what has been identified as the COVID-19 virus is chromosome number 8 and will always be detected. The limit point of our amplification cycles determines a positive or negative result. Now, we talked about how the minimum number of cycles that they were recommending was 40 cycles, whereas the inventor of it, Carrie Mullis, who was killed apparently because he was going to go public about what they were going to do with his... Now, I haven't seen an article on this, but it seems that he was approached, Carrie Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, the PCR amplification method, it seems he was approached about it and wasn't going along with it. So they needed to get rid of him just before this so-called scamdemic started, which is exactly what they did. Now, he talked about anything beyond 34 cycles becomes meaningless because you amplify all of the noise, all the little useless bits and particles of DNA and RNA that are floating around in our blood, not doing anything anymore because it was part of a DNA strand or it was part of an RNA strand, but it got broken apart. It's now just in the process of slowly decaying or being filtered out of your blood, and that too gets amplified. So when you go above 34 cycles, everything is amplified, including what they call the junk DNA and the junk RNA, and the results become completely meaningless. Well, the World Health Organization mandated a minimum of 40 cycles, which means all of the results were absolutely useless. And right after Biden took the office, within the hour of Biden taking the office, the World Health Organization suddenly said, you should now be testing down at 30 cycles. Because now they're going to start getting a lot more negatives, and they're going to say, see, the vaccine's working. The distancing's working. Our protocols are working. No, nothing's changed. Just the number of cycles and the level of bullshit it creates. Sometimes chromosome number 8, a.k.a. COVID-19, is detected. Other times it is not detected by the PCR test. Oh, I read this. The reason why it's not always detected is that the PCR test sample, the primer, must be amplified. If the primer, which is what comes in the test already, and that's the beginning sequence of human genome number 8 or human gene number 8, that's the primer. If the primer is not sufficiently amplified, the DNA sequence will not be identified. This is the scam. If amplified sufficiently, what has been identified as the COVID-19 virus, a.k.a. chromosome number 8, will always be detected. The limit point for amplification cycles determines a positive or negative result, which is what I just went over. So now you know why the test gives a 80% false positive result for the COVID-19 and why so many people tested positive are described as asymptomatic. They don't have any COVID-19. They have what everyone has, which is chromosome number 8. So there you go, people. More proof about the complete fraud, like the election, of what COVID-19 really is, a complete scam, an overthrow of this country, because this is Operation Global Enslavement. And they're using this scam of the so-called pandemic to achieve the lockdown that they want so that they can institute and take by force law that they don't have. There is no law that they're exercising here. This is simply jawboning. This is simply tyranny being exercised without restraint. That's all it is. There is no law backing any of what they're doing. But they're pretending like there is, because that's how communists take power. All right. Tomorrow we're going to get back into this some more, and we're going to get into this article in the Liberty Beacon, Evidence of Genocide, Coronavirus PCR testing. We're going to get back into this because the nature of this scam is so unbelievable that people have to understand what's going on, and they have to understand if they even consider getting that COVID-19 vaccine, what they're really considering is just getting a lethal injection, because that's all it is. It is not a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine by their own definition of it, but it is a lethal injection because it is a hybrid chemical and biological warfare weapon. That's what's being injected into you, people. And you've got to understand what it is so that you can explain it to people that you would like to see not kill themselves by volunteering to go get this injection. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my vaccine buddy, Henry Shively. Going once. All right, on you, Henry.
Ow, that hurt. Hit me right in the arm. I'm just going to hit a couple of headlines here that I have, that I brought up. I'm not going to go into the articles, but Biden wants to give $4 billion in aid to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to reduce migration, Mexico's president reveals. Now, we all know what that $4 billion, that it was borrowed in the name of our great-great-grandchildren so they would be fucking indentured as fucking subjected slaves. We know what that $4 billion is going to be used for. It's called logistics. Because they are planning on moving millions of people over thousands of miles. That takes fucking resources. That takes money. And we've seen the billions be shipped down to these same fucking places. And what happened right thereafter? Oh, here come the caravans. Just couldn't be fucking stopped. And these people that don't have anything. They just want a better life. They got more fucking money than I do. They can pay a goddamn coyote $4,000 to $7,000 to take them across the Rio Grande. They have that kind of fucking money in their fucking pockets, but they're coming here for a better life because Biden promised them if they got here within the 100 days that could not be deported. But that's what this, I mean, while our people are hurting the way they're hurting, the big lines at the goddamn food banks, all this shit, $4 billion is going to be sent to these motherfuckers, and it will be used to bring millions of them to our goddamn border. That's what it's for. And this last one, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the highest paid employee in the entire United States federal government. John, did you know that? That son of a bitch.
Well, I did see that article early today, but up to that point, I did not know that.
I didn't either. That son, he makes more than the fucking president. Where in the fuck did this guy? I've never seen this guy before. What a, I can look him right in the fucking, he knows he's lying. I just love somebody looking at me lying to me when I know they're lying and they know I know they're lying and they got that fucking smirk on their face. It's the same old fucking deal. It's somebody else that's going to back their fucking alligator fucking mouth. Just like these women coming under, I'm going to, it's like Joe Biden, I'm going to take your guns. You are? You freak? You pathetic piece of shit? And you woman, you fucking 4 foot nothing, 100 pound fucking, are you a badass? You're going to come take anything away from me? Well, I just can't wait. Oh. And this was the best one. Memorializing resolution urging states to immediately enact a vaccine bill of rights. We don't need no vaccine bill of rights from any fucking state. They do not have the goddamn authority. Our fucking rights are covered at verbatim in the fucking Bill of Rights. What they are doing to us, they are fucking tyrannizing us. They are fucking committing unlawful acts against us. They are taking from us without due process of the law. That's what they really want to get rid of here, people. That's the only reason we've had the illusion of freedom all of these fucking years is because of that goddamn due process of the fucking law. They had to pretend for the longest time, but they're not pretending anymore. You can call right down to the local court and they answer at fucking corporate headquarters. They answer the goddamn phone that way. I mean, fucking wake up. I'm sitting here, I'm just like the guy on the ship waiting on fucking D-Day and just sitting there going, is anybody ever going to fucking do, are we going to sit here until this fucking ship rusts and sinks to the fucking bottom of the sea? God damn, never has there been such a powerful fucking apparatuses, the fucking American fucking population that take shit from the weeniest fucking, from women and fucking punks. Never has it been. And then the only word, goofy. This is fucking goofy, people. Did your dad ever fucking get pissed at you for doing something stupid and say, hey, stop that, goofy? Well, that's what these fuckers are. They're goofy. A lot of fucking blood's going to be spilled, and they just claim they've already given out 2 million of them death shots. And everybody, I remember when I told everybody we're probably going to lose a couple million people right out the gate learning how to fucking fight a goddamn guerrilla war. They already got 2 million of you. They already got the needle in your arm. If you believe their numbers, which I fucking don't. Because they claim we can't do it no more because we're out of fucking shit. And then they go and they look and they got plenty of poison. They got tons of fucking poison. Yeah, I think they're having problems getting people to let them put that fucking poison in them. I don't think they've got that 2 million. I think that if they put a fucking number out, you better fucking do some dividing because that fucking number is a lie. I don't think they can put out a realistic fucking number. At any rate, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know what? We don't need no vaccine bill of rights. We have a fucking bill of rights. And the son of a bitch is wanting to write this fucking civil law for their corporate monarchy. Are the son of a bitches that are in violation? I guarantee you, these guys, a lot of people are, oh, these guys are going to do something about it. They're going to write a vaccine bill of rights to support the bill of rights. The highest fucking law in this land. The superior law of this land. But these little pissants are going to write, they're going to write something down on a piece of paper to make that mean something. Are you really? Well, I fucking people, all we can do at this point, I mean, goddammit, as hard as it is, all we can do is fucking wait. And wait, and when, but by God, when you fight like a fucking demon. Make it, the less of us that have to die is how hard we fight. If you took 10 with you, whew, you're a fucking, I mean, your grandchildren can fucking, sing praises to you. They can write songs about you. If you just get one, or you get two, that's two less that's gonna go down and get somebody else you care about. You fucking just wipe these motherfuckers out. We have the wherewithal to do it and they fucking know it. And they just pissed all over in the face of the fucking military. Man, cause they're gonna replace all them soldiers with fucking faggots and fucking transvestites. Because they can trust them. And they can't trust, well, they can't trust them. That's what we've been saying all along, haven't we? We're the ones that have been saying that the divide is the same in the military as it is out here in this fucking world. These are brothers and sisters, our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, man, that make up the fucking military. They think just like we fucking think, but they're not going to show the fucking dissent. That's what you, they have complete control over the mainstream media to the point to where they're talking. We should make Fox illegal. Fox. I mean, you're going to stop something with that? That propaganda with the little, bug-eyed little fucking freak. Goddamn, what the hell is this? Oh, I hate that son of a bitch, man. But I mean, they've lied to you, right to your face. Bret Baier. On the next day after election, he said, as soon as they said voter fraud, as soon as the words came out, there's never been an incident of a conviction of voter fraud in the United States of America. I wonder why. And now I know fucking why. And it has been proven across this land as to why. But they think if they don't say it, but they have to say it right now because they're doing the impeachment thing and actually, that's right at the center of what the impeachment was about. It's the massive fucking voter fraud. We told you you couldn't vote your way out of this. Hey, how would it have been? They say there were 73 million of you. John says 80. If 80 million of you would have fucking unregistered to vote. Now they're pushing for a goddamn a fucking law to automatically register you. I'm unregistered. Automatically register you and send you one of their fucking fraudulent paper ballots in a secret envelope. So you're not going to vote these people out. No more than the people in Oregon will ever vote Kate Brown and the communists out of here. There's, like John has said so many times, they slip in. A communist, they slime in. They slip in. And you just kind of want to not touch it. But then it's there. And once it's there, there's only one way it fucking leaves. And that's you have to shoot the motherfuckers out. They don't know no other thing. They're cowards. I mean, they'll bring in fucking Chinese, whatever they have to, and blue helmets. We'll shoot blue helmets from dusk till dawn. They'll never fight a fight themselves. None of them's ever Blumenthal. You've never fought nobody in your whole fucking life. Unless it was a little, maybe a little kid you were murdering or raping or what might have you. That might, maybe that's how you feel tough. Maybe that's how Biden feels tough. Maybe that's what he does where he comes on stage. He smacks some little children around. Tell them, grow up. At any rate, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And tell them, man, fucking don't buy any of this shit. Just keep your fucking guns ready and get ready. We keep saying to get ready. That we got what it takes, people. And then some. We can fucking wipe these fuckers out forthwith. We just have to fucking do it. And yeah, some of us are going to fucking die. But goddamn, what do you want to leave for your progeny? What do you want to leave for your grandchildren? This shit on steroids? Because they'll have another 10 fucking years. Think of it how it was 10 years ago. I mean, I think back, you know, I can just think back 20 years ago and then 30 years ago. It's progressively gotten worse because you all thought they're voting. Some people vote because it's my right, so y'all go out there and vote. And fucking you have, you if you're claiming that you're the one that fucking made this all possible through voting a straw man fucking vote that didn't belong to you. They showed you your vote didn't belong to you, didn't they? They rubbed your fucking nose in it like rubbing it in dog piss. Your vote you ain't got no fucking vote, bitch. Now what are you going to do? How are you going to get rid of them? You better go look at the fucking manual because it'll tell you there's only one fucking way to get rid of a communist, and that is to fucking kill him. And that is the Word from the Trenches.